The Packers coming off a 30-20 victory over the St. Louis Rams. We bring on the K-Lines, Brian Caribou from the ever-popular CheeseheadTV.com. And Brian, I asked you for the prediction on Friday for this game. And what was the score that you predicted again?
30-20. I know that exactly.
30-20, Brian Caribou. And I believe, Brian, I piggybacked on you. I believe I said, I'm predicting whatever you're predicting.
Yeah, perfect. I mean, we'll just run with it and go with it.
So you will be getting paid for your services this week, one. two, we're going to start a new segment where you pick all the lines for the game so that people can continue to use your guru status to bet throughout the NFL season the rest of the way out. Is that all right with you?
Sounds good.
Okay. Well, hey, Brian, of the first time this season, the Packers have kind of built themselves a little winning streak here. Two games in a row now they've won, which coming in week seven, you know, it's the first time that we can say that. They look good doing it. You wondered how they'd follow up against the Texans, a dominating performance against the AFC's top team at this point, and they looked pretty sharp yesterday at the Edwards-Jones Dome, Brian.
Yes, the Packers looking good in a win yesterday. They've put back-to-back wins together. They finish up a road trip, the three consecutive game road trip. They won two out of three, which ain't bad considering that all three there were on the road. And the Packers just building momentum at this point in the season. And with two straight road games before a bye week, that's setting up really nicely for the Packers.
They're going to welcome in Jacksonville this week, who is dealing with some injuries to some key positions, the Cardinals to Lambeau the week after that. The Packers trying to set themselves up for a 6-3 record heading into the bye. And I think for most of the time yesterday, we thought victory was in hand. Steven Jackson scored a touchdown late, and you started to think, okay, we saw them collapse in a dome in Indianapolis. Are those feelings going to come up again? But the Packers finally, like they did last week too, I shouldn't take anything away from that, but ending a game, finishing a game, and just kind of closing the deal out. Casey Hayward with a big pick late. Brian, he has been a nice kind of find on defense.
Yes, Casey Hayward playing as well as almost any defensive rookie in the NFL right now. He has four interceptions this season, and all four have come in the past three games. He got his first start of his career yesterday when Sam Shields was held out of the game because he was injured, so Casey Hayward taking advantage of the situation and looking like maybe he could be a starter from here on out, possibly.
The defense performing well, giving up a touchdown late, which really meant nothing except for making sure your prediction was 100% spot on. But offensively, Brian, Aaron Rodgers sharp again. Some criticism early in the year, which is unfortunate. The criticism was he's not playing out of this world like an MVP like he did last year. He's more like just playing like a good quarterback. Well, he's back to that out-of-this-world status again, I think.
Yeah, I mean, what can you say about Aaron Rodgers? Pretty much ever since the first, you know, what, three games of the season where he was just kind of average, now all of a sudden he's setting the world on fire. About the past four games, his passer rating was over 130 yesterday. Between the last two games, he has nine touchdowns and zero interceptions, continues to, you know, not turn the ball over, which is just huge in itself. And, I mean, Aaron Rodgers is hot right now, and he's back to the MVP level once again.
Now, he is getting some criticism from some media folk this week. Shannon Sharp, I think, said something about him, and Jermichael Finley, his tight end, has been coming out and saying stuff about chemistry. The pregame show on the radio, K107.1, of course, your home for the Packers. The guys on that were talking about if Rodgers' behavior, his antics. I think one guy said, well, you wouldn't see Tom Brady shh somebody after the game, and they don't like seeing Rodgers do that. Is there a problem with the way that Rodgers is acting? Is the thought that there is a problem going to affect this team? It just seems like there's a lot of unnecessary talk about the chemistry and the behavior of number 12.
No, there's absolutely no problem whatsoever. You know, I think, you know, Aaron Rodgers' comments, you know, they were kind of made to critics in general and nobody in specific. So no problems there. I mean, the people who have been criticizing him, You've got Shannon Sharp, who's citing unnamed sources. You've got Skip Bayless on ESPN, who has a reputation of just being a contrarian for the sake of being a contrarian. So, you know, I don't think there's any problems with what Aaron Rodgers is doing.
Well, if it's definitely not affecting him, if there is, because he has looked sharp the last couple of weeks. Again, the big 30-20 victory over the St. Louis Rams. They move on to Jacksonville and then Arizona, both at home. Is there any reason the Packers don't go 6-3 before the bye?
Boy, I can't see any reason why they wouldn't be. They're getting hot at the right time right now after, you know, finishing up a three-game road trip with two straight wins. Now they come back for two in a row at Lambeau Field against teams that are kind of, you know, average, middling teams. There's no reason they shouldn't take care of business. The Packers are, I see, favored already by double digits this week against the Jaguars. So if things are heading in the right direction, things are looking up, and, the playoff chase is back in focus here in Green Bay.
Well, I'll give you a couple of days. We're going to talk to you again on Friday. Then I need the exact score of the game as a prediction again, because I think I'm going to start betting on what you say.
All right, sounds good. I'll start, checking out the Vegas lines in preparation for Friday.
Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com, and then the Packers and Jaguars square off Sunday right here at K107.1. Noon game coverage starts at 10. Brian Caribou, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you on Friday.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.